Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. How many times in your life have you ever heard the political party in power admit that the nation's problems are almost insurmountable? The party out of power will likely pounce on the faults and mistakes of the nation and attribute all of them to the current leaders. I suppose both of these positions are natural in a democratic system such as ours. Would it not be refreshing for the ruling party to say, "We have made some really grievous blunders. We believe we can do better if you will put us back in power, but we have really made some tragic mistakes." It would be equally revealing, perhaps stunning, if those who are seeking power would say, "The current president, or governor, or sheriff, has done a truly remarkable job. We believe we can do better, but he has been a credit to this country." The chances are you will hear neither of these. Tragically, rulers, whether presidents, prime ministers, kings, elders, school superintendents, usually guarantee us that everything is great. Oh, there may be a few minor problems, but they present no great difficulty. Did you know that the men who ruled in Israel during the days of Jeremiah assured the Israelites that all was well? There was nothing about which they should worry. But God had a very different view of what was transpiring in the nation. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "Hearken not unto the words of the prophets who prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord." Jeremiah 23:16. God warned the Israelites not to listen to the words of the prophets. God intended for the words of the true prophets to elevate the Israelites and to lead them into a closer relationship with Him. But the words of the false prophets were deceiving the people into believing that nothing could go wrong. God accused the prophets of not speaking His word, but of speaking a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Long before Jeremiah appeared on the scene in Israel, God had told Moses, "I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy 18:18-19. The prophets were promising God's enemies, "The Lord has said, you shall have peace." And they say unto everyone who walks after the imagination of his own heart, "No evil shall come upon you." Jeremiah 23:17. The politicians of our day do not normally claim to be speaking for the Lord, but they do assure us that they have the situation well in hand. The economy is great. Our educational endeavors are finally beginning to pay off. Violent crime has begun to show some decrease, and on and on. But just as soon as the elections are over, the same leaders who told us that all was well begin to pressure Congress for an increase in spending on programs which are designed to correct the problems which are supposed to be solved. Religious leaders often fall into the same trap as politicians. They vigorously oppose strict Bible believers. The liberals seldom claim to be speaking from the Lord. Instead, they claim to be speaking as the Lord. You would think from their arrogant utterances that they have just received special revelation from Mount Sinai. They fight against those of us who oppose abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, and other modern evils. They want the American people to believe that they are making progress toward an earthly paradise. But anyone who has enough good sense to get out of the rain knows they are misleading us. They are promising peace when there is no peace. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.